Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who reminds you that Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family April 20th on the square. Find out more at rcearthday.com. Well, our friends from the Child Advocacy Center have made it into the studio today. We've got Presley Hosford and Carista Colwell joining us. And April is a pretty busy month for you guys, too, isn't it, Presley?
It is. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so we really wanted to speak about the ways the community can get involved and raise awareness on this epidemic.
Yeah.
And one of those ways is joining us, the CAC, at our annual Hometown Heroes Walk for Children.
And that is coming up what day?
Yes, that is April 26th. We will be starting. Registration is 10:45 at Murfreesboro Civic Plaza, but we do encourage you to register beforehand, get your t-shirt secured, but this is a free event. And so we start at Murfreesboro Civic Plaza, we walk to Oaklands Park, and we feed you a free picnic lunch. We're going to have a DJ and games, and it's really a great way for us to celebrate the children in our community and the trauma that they have survived.
Yeah, and your community partners all coming together in one place is kind of makes that a cool event.
It does, yes. And this year's event is sponsored by Atmos. And so we want to give them so much appreciation for helping us make this April a success.
Yeah, absolutely. Carista, how many of these have you gone through, Hometown Heroes?
This will be my first.
That's what
this
I thought.
Will be my
yeah.
first Hometown Heroes. Yeah. So newest addition to the team, but definitely I appreciate all the help and everyone has told me like how great of an event it's been in the past and we've had a lot of great community support and a lot of folks are really excited about it. So it makes me excited to sort of see it all come together.
Well, there's you know, if it's turkey tee off and that was your first, you might get hazed with having to wear the turkey outfit, but not the case. Did you ever have to do that?
I did not. Okay. Thankfully, I did assist others getting into it. And I think that's my extent of the turkey outfit.
Well, I guess it's no longer one of those things that the newbies have to do, huh? So, Carista, you were kind of talking about this being your first event. So, I mean, how are you helping to plan and all that kind of thing with all of this? And I'm sure you've got help from everyone else.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So like Presley said, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we have another office in Cannon County as well. So we have a ton of great things and opportunities for folks to get involved for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we start off the month with the 5K and Fun Run out in Cannon County, the Cannon Runs for Children. And then the event, Hometown Heroes, on April 26th will be our big walk here in Murfreesboro. So, yeah, a lot of, you know, coordinating with the city, all of our community partners. We'll have some great tables and booths from some of our other neighborhood nonprofits that'll be there. So, yeah, definitely a lot of behind the scenes, you know, working with our sponsors, making sure everyone has all the details and knows about the event, recruiting walker teams and things like that. It's a great way, you know, for any local business or nonprofit to come out for a long lunch, you know, do some team bonding and come out for a great cause.
So. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. And so let's talk just a little bit about the 5K there in Cannon County, because we do have several people from that area that listen in to the program. So are there still opportunities to participate in that? I know it's coming up pretty quick.
Definitely. Yeah. So that'll be that first Saturday, April 6th. Folks can register the day of. It'll be at the Cannon County Arts Center. We'll start bright and early with an opening ceremony at 7:30. But if folks are registering that day, we encourage them to get there around 6:45 or 7. We have a 5K for adults, students. And this year, Fleet Feet will be giving us gift cards for our top three finishers, which is very exciting. And we'll have a 1 mile fun run for some kiddos. If you're not too into running or want to run and walk, we have opportunities for everyone.
Sure. Now, where will it take place?
We'll start off at the Art Center in Cannon County, okay. So just off John Bragg Highway, and then I believe it's an out and back course, so not going on, you know, deep into the woods or anything.
Gotcha. Yeah, we don't want to do that, especially. So that's just right there on the highway before you actually get into Woodbury there. So, well, that sounds like a fun opportunity. Presley, you had mentioned, April being Child Abuse Prevention Month, there are all kinds of things that are going on. And, I know that we get press releases from, like the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department and mm-hmm. police and just different agencies that you all work hand in hand with to help bring awareness. So I think there's always been a really good job done about, the community knowing that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. I'm sure some of those same things are going to happen.
Yes, of course. We work so closely with law enforcement and DCS. And so we couldn't do it without teamwork and that community effort, right? And so we also just encourage people who maybe you don't work in law enforcement, you aren't a social worker, there's still ways for you, your organization, community, congregation to get involved, especially in a darkness to light training. Because a lot of people don't know that in Tennessee, as adults, you are a mandated reporter, right? So even if you're just suspicious of child abuse, we want to make sure we're reporting that and checking on the child, making sure they're safe, because we would rather have that information and there's nothing going on rather than you keep that to yourself and that child is dealing with that trauma alone.
So you bring up a great point that really anyone could be trained to what to notice, I guess, right?
Yes, of course. We believe that it's an adult's responsibility to protect children, especially to protect children from sexual advances from an adult. Right. And we know that 1 in 10 children will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday. I personally think 1 is way too many. And so Darkness to Light truly empowers adults how to prevent abuse, recognize the signs, and what to do if a child discloses abuse to you.
So when you do your trainings, are they kind of geared toward the group that you're speaking with, I'm sure, and the size, all of that has to play into how the Darkness to Light training goes in certain times, right?
It does, because the discussions that we'll have, let's say I'm doing a training for teachers, our discussion is going to be geared more towards the relationship teachers have with their students. But then let's say I'm doing a training at a church. Our discussion is going to look a little bit different since it's a different dynamic, right? They're maybe Wednesdays and Sundays, whereas at school they're there Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. right? And they're also, let's say, like a summer camp, right? There's going to be kind of different discussions we have depending on how you interact with children and when.
Okay. Well, Carista, have you actually gone to one of these Darkness to Lights that has taken place?
Yes. Presley did a training for me when I first started of the old version, but I'm also doing another version, the new updated one next month for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So that's another way that I will be participating in Child Abuse Prevention Month. But that's another good reminder that folks, even if you've done this training, it's never, it's always a good idea to get a refresher, to start those conversations. And I feel like it just facilitates it being easier to talk about in your workplace, in your after school program, in your church. So even if you've done this training before, it's a great time to get a refresher.
You bring up a really interesting point in that it's almost feels taboo to talk about, that it's in people feel uncomfortable maybe even discussing it, but that's really a tool that we need to make sure that this doesn't happen to another child.
Definitely. It's sort of the opposite. We don't want it to, it's a darkness to light, right? Yeah. We don't want it to stay in the dark and we want folks to talk about it. And it does make a lot of folks uncomfortable that this is something that's happening in our community. But I think these types of conversations and these types of trainings are the first step to making you know, folks feel more comfortable saying something to their supervisor, saying something, you know, in a place and speaking up. And I think it's vital if we're going to see our numbers at the CIC go down for those interviews and those cases.
We are talking about the center, our Child Advocacy Center today, and Presley Hosford is here along with Carista Colwell. And Carista mentioned, Presley, that there's been an updated training. So,
yes.
I mean, what has changed? Statistics and things like that?
Yes. So we do have updated statistics. And one updated statistics we have that really blows my mind is we're seeing that 70% of abuse is peer on peer. So it's not just what adults are we leaving our children with. You know, it's are we leaving them with other children unsupervised too? You know, because sometimes children get curious about their bodies, maybe want to explore, or maybe if a child has been abused and has not gotten that intervention, that healing, they continue that cycle of abuse, right? So they might do to other children what was done to them. And so it's just another reason we need to know the best prevention practices, and we need to be able to speak with children about our bodies and boundaries. So we have updated statistics. We also have updated survivor stories. So it's a new training for a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much more trauma informed, you know, because we do have some people taking the training who might have been a victim of abuse in the past. So we want to be mindful of those participants. And something I love about this new training is it incorporates music theory. And so while you're watching the videos, the music that is in the background of the videos is designed to help keep you calm.
Oh, okay. Wow. So for those who maybe 5 years ago, they went through the Darkness to Light training and won an opportunity to maybe bring in the updated and get a refresher and things like that. Do you schedule those out for, is that how you do that?
Yes, we do schedule those out. I will say I do still have availability in April if your organization, civic group, congregation is wanting a training. And it's, you know, I think that just starting the conversation is so important, right? Because when we can openly talk about abuse, it raises the consciousness level of everybody in the room.
Yeah. Well, how would someone begin the process of maybe getting one of these together and organized?
Yeah, of course. So you could call the Child Advocacy Center at 615-867-9000, or you could go to our website, cacrutherford.org, and we have a Darkness to Light section on our website, and my email is on there.
Okay, very good. And these take, I guess the times can vary as well for the...
They do. So this new training is 2.5 hours. It truly goes by quickly, though. And something we've been doing at MTSU is we'll do, you know, an hour and 25 minutes, one class, and then the next class we'll finish up that second half of the training. So if you're not able to, you know, sit through the whole 2 hours, we split that up as well.
Okay, good. So folks can... find out how to participate in that for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Carista and Presley can chime in here as well in our last minute or so. Are there things that I know participating in Hometown Heroes or the 5K in Cannon County, those are ways for people to do something in for Child Abuse Prevention Month, but anything else? I mean, is what colors to wear, that kind of thing? Maybe give us some of that.
Yeah, blue is the color for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So typically our Hometown Hero shirts are blue. You'll see a lot of blue. We have also opportunities. We're going to try to paint the town blue with pinwheels, which is the symbol for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So if you have a yard or a business or are willing to display a bouquet, please get in touch with us and we'll happily drop off some pinwheels for your organization. Especially, you know, as we do the walk going through downtown, we'd love to see, you know, the courthouse and local businesses display some of those pinwheels to sort of show their support.
Awesome. Yeah. Where, Presley, where can we find those pinwheels and things like that?
Yes. So, if you go again to our website, cacrutherford.org, and go to our events section, and you can click Hometown Heroes or Cannon Runs, you will see that opportunity, for the pinwheel bouquet.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
All right. That's easy enough to do. And of course, I think we will have an opportunity. I'm not sure if it's before or after or right around Hometown Heroes. So the next time that you're on the air with us. But
yes, I think. Oh,
I think we're on right before.
Right before, good.
Right before that, either that Monday or that Wednesday.
Okay, yes. So we'll get the lowdown on what's going on and last minute preparations for that. Looking forward to that. Well, I appreciate you both being here today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's Presley Hosford joining us along with Carista Colwell from the Child Advocacy Center. And just a reminder, at the CAC, cacrutherford.org, all the information that we talked about today you can find on their website, so be sure to check that out. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And another reminder that if you missed part of the conversation, this show, Early Morning Wake Up Crew, The Roundtable, any of our shows and games, you can watch and listen live and on demand. Check WGNSradio.com/listen to find out where you can consume the audio or audio and video of your favorite shows. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.